welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report with Lowell Fonte. He'll be here for the next two segments. Lowell, let's talk solutions. You know, the thing is that you and I are rational people. We believe in dialogue. You know, the left and right haven't been dialoguing for a long time. The politics get themselves entrenched. They actually try to amplify and get shrill in their statements, like the screaming of this guy, Corey Lewandowski, on CNN about the fact that how dare you when they're separating children. And the Republicans are stupid enough to say because it's legal they should do it, even though the optics are awful. Even though it's only 20% of these 3,250 kids that come every week, what we have is a situation where there's a collapse of the world economy. It's ongoing. It's very likely that this trade war could actually precipitate a complete collapse of the economy, and we're going to have on our doorstep tens of millions of people, not just thousands, trying to show up to see if we can take care of them while they're starving to death. People don't understand this, do they?
No, and one of the most interesting and revealing things I ever saw, one day when Ronald Reagan was president, he was holding a meeting in the White House, but nothing really came of it. It just broke up with leaders of both parties. And NBC had gone to the expense and difficulty of sending a whole camera crew down to film it.
Right.
And they had nothing to film. Nothing happened. So, therefore, what could they do, thought the producer. And they were walking around the table where all these people had been sitting, and then the producer suddenly saw what was important to talk about. There were notepads in front of every place everybody'd been sitting, and they'd all been doodling on the notepads. And he noticed that everywhere that a Republican had been sitting, what was drawn on the notepad was geometric forms, like squares inside of squares and so on.
Right.
Everywhere a Democrat had been sitting, there were little pictures of or drawings of animals or human faces. There was one exception, however, and that is when they got to the place where Ronald Reagan was sitting, he had drawn cute animals and human faces. In other words, Reagan, who in the beginning was a New Deal Democrat and converted,
right,
still thought and doodled like a Democrat. This was much of his power. He could literally bridge both worlds. And I think this has been the problem with Republicans. They tend to have their rules. They tend to be Northern European mentality. And by God, you know, you...
Well, they're rigid. The rules.
And therefore, it's not that they want to be uncompassionate. It's that they don't have any compassion to begin with. Now, personally, I would prefer, temperamentally, I would rather be governed by someone like that than someone who is just all squishy emotional all the time and would give vast amounts of money,
exactly,
to anybody who would bring a tear to my eye, because there are a lot of con people who can do that. But Trump, as an expert negotiator, has to assume the Reagan role, has to be able to bridge both sides, has to understand that people are not won over by a Corey Lewandowski doing that kind of cold-hearted thing.
Right.
He has to remember that in the latest polling by Gallup, there was a traditional question they ask, and that is satisfaction in life. What percentage of Americans right now say that they are actually satisfied with the way things are going? The answer, 38%, far less than half, just a little over a third, and that is a 12-year high in the satisfaction number. People were very dissatisfied under Obama and his,
right,
8 years in office, for example. So people distrust their government. They don't like their government. They really don't think government solutions are good solutions. They'd rather have the marketplace do it. But look at the kind of things the government is doing. For example, in the New York Times in the last 24 hours, a column by Trent Lott and John Breaux, a Republican and Democrat former senator, senators from the South. And they say, here's how to break the impasse on climate. This column scared the hell out of me, because what they were proposing is that the government impose crushing new taxes on carbon that would come out of mining fossil fuel or pumping it up out of the ground. But that would all be covered by the fact that the government would take much of that money and give it back to the electorate, whether they were paying much in gas taxes or not.
Right.
They figure the average American family would get $2,000 a year out of this. In effect, the government was offering to bribe people by splitting its tax take with them.
Wow.
It was going to buy the voters in order to approve a huge tax increase. If we start doing that, you can kiss it all goodbye, boys and girls.
Wow.
That's what the welfare state has largely done. I mean, we have half the population that doesn't pay direct income tax now. And to them, the government is just a big goodie dispensing machine. And
well,
this will only redouble that tendency. It basically reduces democracy to no meaning at all. It's just who can be bought.
Well, let's just change the actual spelling of the word. Instead of democracy, let's call it demonocracy. How's that?
Yeah, that's what you and I have both done in one form or another for a long time.
Right.
And in fact, I even heard a conservative, and I mean a modest-sounding commentary. Oh, it was Rush Limbaugh, who normally would never use such language, who just burst out with that kind of, it was either Rush Limbaugh or Mark Levin.
Right.
A few days ago, actually used that kind of language that you and I have used for a long time, meaning the truth is becoming so obvious that you just can't deny it anymore.
Well, I think what happens is that most people are afraid to use what I call fighting words. They, for example, I saw an interview on Life, Liberty, and Levin where he had this doctor on who tried to defend his, quote, American version of Sharia law. He worked 11 years in the armed forces as a doctor. And then later on went into private practice, but he has this sort of reform movement to reform Islam and Sharia law.
Now this is Zudi Jaffer.
Right, and the fact is that Zudi Jaffer is a self-appointed narcissistic nut. You can't reform something. It's like you can't put lipstick on a pig. Islam is a pig. It is not a religion. It's a geopolitical mind control system trying to pretend it's a religion. And if you go to every country on earth,
if we pretend it's a religion, unlike the other religions, in that Muslims believe that the Quran was literally God directly dictating what the law is. In other words, there's nothing to vote on. There's nothing to have a debate about. All you need to do is open your Quran, and it will tell you what to think, what to believe, what to do.
That's why when people get their personal opinions,
the body is to be cut off if they break a law, and so on. In other words, it's a very authoritarian system.
Right, but the fact is when Zudi tries to make these statements that he has his own version of Sharia law and he wants to reform it, it's like Macron saying he's going to rewrite the Quran. That's craziness. You have to understand that Islam is never going to mix with Western culture. It's like trying to teleport through time people from the 7th century into the modern 21st century and think you're going to have a normal country. You're not. You're going to have Sharia law, you're going to have jihads, you're going to have mass murder. And here in America, of the 10.5 million Muslims, you think are doctors and accountants and other people, of those 10.5 million, 52% support not only Sharia law in its most vile authoritarian form, but 20% support killing other Americans with bombs and guns just for any kind of thing that violates the Quran, including disrespecting Muhammad. Now, in Canada, if you actually disrespect Muhammad either verbally or in writing, you go to prison. That's Canada. It's already a few steps ahead of what America could become if the Democrats get in power, and they will then make it illegal. You can disrespect the Bible, and Jews are Christians, but you sure as hell can't disrespect Muhammad and Islam. And this is where they're all going, isn't it? Because there's a dark cabal and alliance between totalitarian globalists and Muslims because they're very similar in their ultimate goals, aren't they?
They are. And in fact, Karl Marx said, philosophers can debate about what something means, but the object, said Marx, and this is on his tombstone as well, it's one of his most profound statements, the real issue is how to change it. And you change it by being aggrieved. You change it by being angry. You change it
right.
by being willing to use more force and violence than your opponent.
Exactly. That's the fact. That's why Islam was very gentle the first few years until he decided to go in jihads, and Muhammad became a tyrant. That's how it became the beast it is now. Welcome back. So, So we have solutions. We need a Bracero 2 work program. We need America to stop doing things that are optically bad. We need to start getting real that our intel agencies literally try to run the world along with people like George Soros. We need to realize that the drug trade and the organ trade are actually incurring $2 trillion+ from not only illegal drug, people and organ trade around the world for projects that are not overseen by Congress and Senate and the President. We need to understand that what's going on is the world is run by evil intel agencies conceived during the Nazi regime called the Project Omega, completed by George Bush, who announced 10 years before the actual day of 9/11, which is an inside job, and so it was Oklahoma City, which is a precursor to 9/11. We need to understand that we need a Bracero 2 work program, but we need to actually limit how many workers we need. So if we need 500,000, we can't have 600,000. The other 100,000 can be bused back to their home country. Maybe we can help them in their home country so they can start growing food and having subsistence living and not starve to death. But we can't take on every poor person on earth into America. And we certainly can't make them citizens, especially when they're uneducated and they're actually competing against our poor who are actually living in lower conditions than the so-called people brought into a so-called facilities for people that illegally arrive here. We have a lot of poor people in America, and we as a family, we support them in places like, you know, the Appalachian Mountains and so on, where we've got a lot of poor people and poor children that live lower standards than these so-called illegals that arrive and get all kinds of social services. It's disgusting, isn't it?
I find it shocking.
Yeah.
But, of course, the Democrats are assuming that they own the blacks in America. They own...
I think the blacks are getting it, especially since some of the very black celebrities are coming forward and say, you know, we like Trump. Trump is actually pro-black, and certainly Obama wasn't. What's amazing to me is how they thought because of his skin color he was going to actually try to protect their particular tribe, but in fact, Trump is an anti-tribalist. He's not a racist or a tribalist. You can say a lot of things about Trump, about him retweeting against the people, but you sure can't say he's a racist, can you?
No, and in fact, we should add, it's not that the black half of Barack Obama was evil, it's that the white half of Barack Obama was evil.
Right.
And that's why he could reject African Americans in favor of some other voting bloc, especially when African Americans made the fatal mistake of letting themselves be taken for granted by one political party, which meant they would be ignored by the other political party.
Right.
You know, in the worst of all possible negotiating positions. So they need to reawaken to the fact that Abraham Lincoln was the great emancipator and the Democratic Party was the party of the slave owners and the Klan.
Right. Isn't that amazing, isn't it?
But still, as it always has been, the Democratic Party always uses race as a way of polarizing people, of putting them against each other, of dividing and conquering, as the old saying goes. And that's changing. By the way, Craig Smith and I go into a lot of analysis of these kinds of issues in our latest book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. This is our seventh book. Craig, you see every week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. And the good news is, Craig is perfectly willing to give away these books to as many of your readers as want one. The 250-page book, nonfiction, but it reads like a novel, an amazing piece of writing. And all people need to do to get it, absolutely postpaid, it will not cost you a penny, is call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
Very important book, by the way. People start to get, if they start getting a change in their worldview, they'll start changing their priorities and also plans. One of the things I like to say lately, which kind of crystallizes things, is perspective comes out of the soul, and so do questions. When you change people's perspective, then their options change. For example, we see the dialectic of the left and right not dialoguing. It's because people are entrenched in their positions. For example, I see a number of people, even in the Republican Party, entrenched in the idea of we need to be legal, like Sessions and the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen. I think you have to understand that if you're going to find a solution, it has to be rational, humane, and reasonable. It just can't just be, quote, legal. And the same way, we have to understand that we have a complex problem here that involves both basically starvation and destitution. And these are not people that want to emigrate to America. There are people that want to not starve to death in their home country, let's say El Salvador. Or we have catastrophized these countries because the intel agencies have collaborated with specific drug cartels to make sure that the flow of drugs comes into America, because it's going to the tune of $2 trillion plus into black op projects. People don't know that that money is not going to things that are under the surveillance of the Congress or Senate or the presidency. They're going into weird projects that are a need-to-know basis.
Oh, sure, and they don't realize that under our economic system, the government is moving as fast as it can to eliminate money, to basically make the use of cash illegal, precisely because if Americans ever went to their banks and tried to withdraw all the money they're owed by the stock market and others, they couldn't cover 1% of what's owed
right.
In terms of real wealth. We are literally more than $250 billion in debt at this point.
Well, I heard of something like $1.5 quadrillion.
And yet we're still giving away welfare incentives to a lot of people who are not working or who come here. And no wonder, therefore, that when you ask who is dying of despair in America today, what one group in the United States actually has a declining longevity, they're actually living less than they did 10, 15, 20 years ago, it is middle-aged white Americans.
And white American males, particularly.
Particularly, they're inclined to commit suicide more often. They're inclined to dangerous drug use, to deal with what they perceive as pain.
Right.
And
The reason for the drug trade, this is where Trump is missing the boat in terms of pain. There's a multifactorial cause of pain. Firstly, is the psychic pain of feeling hopeless in a society where you don't have value. Second is the celebritization of society. That means if you're not a celebrity by the time you're in your middle years, you're a failure. And the third reason is that there's toxicological and other reasons why people are getting more pain syndromes because of free radicals, toxic scalar radiation, toxic food, etc. So people are in more pain. And then the option that doctors give is to treat the superior pain gates up in their brain and their thalamus with narcotics when they should be treating the primary trigger points, which are your skin. That's where the Langerhans gate is, and the spinal nerve roots and other pain generators where they're recruited up the A-delta and C-fibers to your brain. So basically, a wrong-handed treatment combined with a painful society and a sense of hopelessness. If you ask people whether they're religious or not, people are basically hopeless. And our society makes them feel more hopeless with the media that's polarizing things. I'm completely, for example, disgusted looking at the media because I don't see anybody going to jail wearing orange jumpsuits. And despite the IG report, 549 pages, the last page tried to absolve us that, well, we are still studying it. We don't know if these very biased situations actually resulted in a change in the election or should cause prosecutions. I don't understand how Horowitz can actually defend that statement. That is pure horse manure, isn't it?
It is. It's utterly surreal. We have an inspector general who doesn't really want to find anyone guilty, nor do we have an attorney general who will act to enforce the law.
Exactly. And the same with the new Republican-appointed FBI director, Ray. Everybody's covering their butt and everybody else's butt. It's disgusting. Welcome back. And the Nutramedical Report, that was a great report for an hour and a half or six segments with Lowell Ponte. And, of course, Lowell, of course, his article will be posted up today on the report today, on Nutramedical Report. One of the things I think people should start understanding is that what we have now is everything is sort of upside down. And we'll start off from the top. If you're empathic and connected to each other, you can always find a solution. The intellect and the emotion will always be subserved by the spirit that says that you have to find a pathway to common sense, rationality, and reasonableness, which is why they shouldn't be separating children and parents, even if it's only 20% of the kids that are arriving here. We also realize these are basically economic refugees and want to work and get wages, not be integrated into society or become citizens or gang members. So that should be solved. Now, same thing goes with health care. Health care involves that you have physiology and pathology that develop years or months before you ever develop disease states. And the disease models we have basically are outmoded and outdated and are not scientifically based. And I'll just go through a couple of my disease models, and I'll start with one of the top ones. Firstly, what is pain? Well, pain is a situation where your pain gate in your skin, called the Langerhans gate, like the computer screen on your computer, sees signals that are being sent that regulate the autonomic nervous system, the passage of A-delta and C-fibers to your brain to tell you you're in pain, which will cause muscle spasm, splinting, and symptoms of vasospasm to try to splint the organ or reduce blood flow so you don't bleed to death. When you have pain syndromes, there's seven pain gates. The Langerhans gate in your skin, the neutron-like kind of distribution, the dorsal root ganglia, descending spinal thalamic tract, then the subthalamic nuclei, that's the fourth gate, then we have the projection to the temporal lobe, the fifth gate, and the sixth gate and seventh gates are all in the frontal lobes, and the motor response in the amygdala and the motor and sensory outflow back down the spinal canal in the brain to regulate the position sense and muscle recruitment patterns. In fact, yesterday I was talking to a researcher writing a paper regarding a dentist who's discovered some technology for rebalancing the muscle firing pattern. Now, so pain basically is improperly treated. Now, when I treat pain, we treat it with three things. Firstly, we treat it with nutraceuticals to reduce things like arthritics, to reduce inflammation in the joints. We use it with leptin metabolic to reduce the inflammatory cytokines in the joint. We use tendon, mender, and joint performance to epigenetically switch off the abnormal destruction of cartilage in the hydrobiscus layer and the tenosynovitis caused by abnormal activation of fibroblasts. And then we have our new product called Red Deer Velvet DR that will rebuild the tissues to rebuild the hydrobiscus layer, the joint, the cartilage, the ligaments, and the bones. We also have Collagen Max, Bone Generator, Micell D3, Myco D2, and full vitamin K2 for regenerating your bones. Next major paradigm is heart disease. Vascular disease is caused by two major things that are completely missed by the medical profession. What's called naryngiosis or dysautonomia, where the autonomic nerve supply to specific blood vessels causes vasospasm. Those arteries are always infected with nanobacteria that are primarily around the periodontal tissues of the mouth, but also viruses like Epstein-Barr virus and cytomegalovirus. There also is oxidized fats. If you're eating trans fatty acids, for example, if you heat and make potato chips or corn chips with vegetable oil that includes polyunsaturated fats, and you heat them, they become trans fats, and when the macrophages eat those globules of oxidized cholesterol and oxidized trans fats, they die and form foam cells and form plaque. So plaque formation involves dysautonomia, free radicals, and vasospasm, which if you do a treadmill stress test or you have a Holter monitor, you can see SDT wave changes on the Holter or stress treadmill, and you can actually see it on a cardiac CT scan too. You can also do a high-speed CT. So the model that we have right now for causing heart disease is wrong-headed. What is hypertension? Hypertension, for example, is the fact that your blood vessels are not getting a secondary shearing contractile force in response to the shearing force of your heart pumping the aorta and the major arteries, the arterioles, and the vascular bed. Because 2/3 to 3/4 of the blood flow to your tissues is not your heart. It's the blood vessels getting a tractile wave secondary to the pulse from the heart. So the whole model of heart disease is wrong-headed. It doesn't deal with the fact that there's infective artery walls, methylation pathways, which are corrected by using things like semethyl and bio-LVR, and things like anti-inflammatory fatty acids like omega supreme crow, because most omega fatty acids are so poorly absorbed, less than 4%. Even if you have fish in your diet, you're maybe not going to have enough high ratio of anti-inflammatory fatty acids to inflammatory. Now we look at organ destruction. We're exposed to high-energy electromagnetic fields. So if you put a cell phone on the side of your head, your chances of an eighth cranial nerve or multicentric astroglioma in your brain or temporal lobe are 300% plus a lot more likely on the dominant side where you hold your hand and your cell phone on your head. So you're breaking down your blood-brain barrier, activating genes to cause toxic changes in those tissues, and increasing the chances of cancerous transformation. So our whole model of cancer is wrong-headed, and every cancerous tissue, once it's been injured, is a sitting duck for infections, especially fungi and reactivating viruses you got even when you're a child. Of the people who die of dementia, there's three types of dementia, for example. The first is neurotransmitter dementia, where they basically stop making norepinephrine, dopamine, and acetylcholine. The second is dysmyelination, where you can see an abnormal T1-weighted MRI scan. And you can see abnormal coherence patterns and voltages across the brain if you do a quantitative electroencephalogram, a QR and EEG. And you can actually determine what the causation is when somebody's starting what we call pre-dementing changes in their memory, their ability to function. So the whole model that we use for treating disease, whether it's depression, dementia, or pre-dementia, or autism spectrum disorder, is wrong-headed. When we look at diseases, for example, hepatitis or AIDS or chronic stealth infections, we don't realize almost every tissue of the body can be easily infected with stealth viruses, bacteria, nanobacteria, fungi, parasites, and worms. Helminths, they call them. And the problem is that we don't approach the infective disease model as a major cause of illness. We have antipathogenics, neutral defense, which I designed for pandemic flu and other viruses. It blocks all virus attachment to the receptor binding domain. It activates the natural killer cell to kill off fungus, bacteria, viruses, and cancer cells. It has the ability to block and destroy the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses, and the bacterial cell wall of all pathogenic bacteria, such as methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. Now, if you've got a really serious MRSA infection, I had a consult this morning before the show, you need to not only take all our antipathogenics, which include the five, we call Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, Nutrimune 26Y, and NutriDefense, you also need mild hyperbaric or high-density hyperbaric oxygen therapy. HBOT, it's called. And if you do that, you're not going to end up with an amputation of a finger, your toes, or feet, or whatever is gangrenous or infected with methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. So basically, the current models of disease are specifically incorrect, but they're actually good for business because they allow doctors to do procedures, supply polypharmacy, admit people to hospital, and do all kinds of meddling things that may not be effective or even save a majority of the people that are exposed to that particular illness. The same way when you look at heart failure. What is heart failure? It's increasing 440% faster than every other form of heart disease because it's a mitochondrial dysfunction in the heart muscle itself, the cardiomyocytes, or in the peripheral medial layer of the artery wall, so the arteries are not getting a contractile force. That's why we had a call the other day on our Friday show, and the nurse asked, because she has heart failure, terminal heart failure, what to take is the core three things. And I said, cardiovasc, liquid or tincture, or capsules. Number two, CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol. And the ubiquinol is a reserve form, so it's more highly absorbed and it supports and prevents terminal heart failure more than even the regular CoQ10. And then our VascuCare L-carnitine, which will supply the body with the carnitine to create new energy, ATP, and NADH. Now, you can add other things to that program, and I would add Omega Supreme Pro, etc., and methylation pathway support with bio-LVR, things to get rid of the peroxide radicals, such as gamma E+, to get rid of nitro peroxy, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy, and ultrasymon B1. But the primary thing that you're dealing with is a bioenergetic problem of damaged mitochondria caused by stealth infections. So heart failure is increasing because we're damaging our mitochondria and our hearts and our arteries, and that's why it's increasing so rapidly from scalar pollution, electropollution, from toxins as well, and stealth pathogens like Zika virus that can put you in heart failure. The model has to change based on science.
If you...
Welcome back. So we have, of course, some models of health and that are lost their value. And if you listen to the show long enough, you'll start to realize you're going to Nutra Medical University. I'm posting more and more information on our wellness conditions. And if you are a health provider or a person who's just very curious and want to know the underlying protocol for your illness, whether it's Parkinson's disease or multiple sclerosis or peripheral neuropathy or diabetic renal changes, etc. You have to realize there's tests that can actually quantitatively measure the positive value of the right combination of nutraceuticals or nutrimeds, which are very unique. The healing technologies we have, like epigenetic frequency therapy, hyperbaric oxygen treatment, photochromic light therapy, etc., etc., and these can actually speed the process of healing, regeneration, and return of structural proteins and enzymes to regenerate your organs. Now, you can't just do this on your own. The idea that people can kind of go online and search around and say, well, I think I'm afraid about this product or that product, you're a fool if you do that, because you will take products you don't know how to supervise, you don't know how to test to see if whether they're working, and you will harm yourself. So I know there are a number of nutritional companies that have done this because trying to see if they can get direct access to the public. You should always be with health professionals that are properly trained in functional medicine. And that's what you'll get here at NutriMedical. Plus, what I would provide is free email consultations to help people get started and free callbacks if you're actually a customer who bought one product to get a start. It becomes a medical consultation requiring a fee per half hour. If you have a review of medical records, if I'm going to arrange testing, and if I'm going to arrange special referral to specialty clinics to try to deal with your health condition, whether it's here in America or outside the U.S. border. But you have to understand that we'll empower you with technology. In many cases, you can do a lot of these things at home if you have the right equipment. For example, let's say you're trying to do epigenetic treatment. You want to get a sonic life machine or an antenna system that will broadcast it to the air. If we get the right engineers over at InLight Technology, we'll be able to actually allow it to go through the lumen pads as well. You have to understand, if you don't take NutriMeds and you take a cheap knockoff, you're not going to get the same biological effect. That's why don't take, other than cardiovascular formula, don't take knockoffs like Extendivite, Heart and Body, Stroll, Start Drops, etc., because they're garbage and they won't be equivalent. Don't think you can go online and try to search around the components and see if I can find something relatively similar to our nutraceuticals and think that you're going to be able to actually get the same bioavailability and bioactivation. You're not. Plus, you're not going to know how to monitor to see whether or not they actually work. So what I want people to understand is that you have to understand that the complexity of functional medicine requires that you have to measure twice, cut once. In other words, you have to know how to actually, even if you don't do a specific test, you have to know how to test if you want to quantitatively see if what you're taking is actually beneficial. And it's not just symptom-based. It's quantitatively test-based or quantum testing-based, like Metapathia, QRMA. You can get a QRMA machine and send me the report, and I'll analyze it. I like to always cross-correlate it with their history. So don't just send me a QRMA without sending me a history of at least several paragraphs on each individual, or ideally the 11-page intake history form, which will help tremendously. Functional medicine history helps determine whether or not specific symptoms or disease states are tied directly to certain abnormalities. Now, the Metapathia scan is the most active and useful. And if you contact me, I can do a Metapathia scan on you no matter where you are. So this is really exciting. I want to talk about some of the specific nutraceuticals we haven't talked about for a while. Simethyl. Acetonezole methionine is very important for not only myelinating the brain, but producing digestive enzymes for detoxing heavy metals and chemicals, and also for getting rid of homocysteine. That's a major factor that can burn not only astrocytes in the brain, but the artery walls. So acetonezole methionine has the crystalline form of acetonezole methionine plus 600 milligrams of trimethylglycine. We have other nutraceuticals that can help regenerate you. NADH tablets and our sports energy light. The NADH gives you the nicotine adenine dinucleotide hydride, and the sports energy light will regenerate your ATP and give you the electrolytes and antioxidant protection for your whole tissues in your body. I love to put it in my drink, so the sports energy light is a fantastic addition. Another one that we like is a combination of Calm Mind and Brain Mag. If you're having problems during the day of stress, you want to take the Calm Mind Brain Mag, and you can also take things to reduce stress with our Stress to Go formula and 5-HTP cross, because serotonin in the gut does not cross the blood-brain barrier, but the Stress to Go will block the stress hormones, which can interfere with pineal and reticular activating sleep induction, and normalize your ability to go to sleep. So if you take melatonin time release after you've taken your Stress to Go and 5-HTP cross, which I recommend you take at least one twice a day of each morning and evening. And then you take your melatonin time release, you'll then induce sleep properly, and you'll maintain it because it's 1 milligram immediate and 4 milligram slow release. So basically, whether you have heart disease, chronic lung problems, sinus problems, periodontal disease, you want to use periodontal disease, you want to use a hydro floss with their Neutrodyne or NutriSilver. You want to take oral Allicin Med. You want to take Nutrimune 26Y. And then you want to irrigate with a hydro floss, which changes the charge of the plaque on your teeth. And as you do so, you're going to reduce the risk of also those plaque-based organisms infecting your artery wall. So people with bad periodontal disease also have bad arteries. So arterial disease doesn't occur in blind. Also, sinus infections are toxic. If you have a bad chronic sinus infection that's very close to the frontal lobes, you can end up with chronic sinusitis causing effects on vision and on the frontal lobes in terms of dementia. So it's not a benign thing. Don't think vaccines are safe. They're not. The only ones that I consider, if they're non-tampered with, is the tetanus vaccine and pneumonia. Everything else I consider dangerous. A cellular pertussis vaccine, the MMR vaccine, hepatitis vaccine, these are all dangerous vaccinations. And they are laced with heavy metals and biotoxins, so don't do it. Now, if the government says in 2 years' time, you must take these vaccines and you must do this and that, and they call it mandatory, we need to rise up and resist them, if necessary, violently. The government should not and will not get away with forcing population to do something toxic to your health. And don't think because they have their pundits and experts that it's safe, it's not. Remember, there's a number of prostitute doctors and scientists who will tell you all kinds of foolishness to indicate even when we had the atomic armies exposed to radiation, it was a good thing to expose our troops so we could determine what radiation does to the human body. So whether you're dealing with blindness, sinusitis, vascular disease, say that's predisposing you to a risk of stroke. We had a gentleman that came up from Texas. He's at risk of stroke, and we're going to do some fancy testing. We'll use Meridian Valley Labs for blood viscosity and cytokines. We use Veritas Labs for looking at his various cardiac markers for heart disease. And then we'll look at what we can do to change that. He's a diabetic. He's probably got methylation pathway problems. He's got infective vasculitis with Epstein-Barr virus and cytomegalovirus. So we need to knock off these stealth pathogens and stop the free radicals. Otherwise, he'll have a stroke. Recently had a blocked carotid artery on one side, which got considerably worse after he got a stem cell transplant in his knees. You have to clean someone up. Stem cells are basically architects and engineers. They do not change your body unless you to heal it, unless you have the building blocks present, and the stress of going through a procedure can actually precipitate new illness. So don't assume that because your doctor says it's a good idea to do procedure A, B, and C, that if it's not done properly, and the soil of your body must be prepared to receive stem cells. That's why the red deer velvet and the epigenetic frequency therapy and the detox of heavy metals and chemicals is vital if you're going to have a really good response. What I see happening in the healthcare system is virtually every protocol I see in conventional medicine is wrongheaded, whether it's treating pain, chronic infections, heart disease, hypertension, stroke, and embolus or vascular disease, atrial fibrillation, serious hypertension, dementia, autism, depression. I mean, virtually every disorder is being treated in an incorrect way that doesn't deal with the science of what's the underlying problem. And that's why my protocols are so vital, because they'll provide you a scientific basis to test to see if you've corrected neurotransmitters, if you've corrected myelination, if you've corrected the coherence pattern and the frequencies that allow different parts of your brain to work together. So if you contact me, I'll provide you testing labs, technology, etc., that allow you to validate that what Dr. Bill provides is unique, powerful, validated, and professes and delivers healing to your body, mind, and soul. We'll be back in a moment with Jonathan Gray from New Zealand. His website is beforeus.com. We'll be talking with Jonathan about how to prepare his latest book, Will You Survive?, and how to prepare to survive. And coming up tomorrow, which is Thursday, we have an amazing lineup for you. We will have Sean back on from Less EMF. And I'm, by the way, getting a special tower cover for my computer to protect Less EMF. I'm getting Cody Snodgrass back, the CIA munitions officer, who was back on for half an hour on Monday. He'll be back for a full hour on Thursday. The firing line's coming up on Friday. Get your questions into Michelle.